Have you ever planted something and watched it grow? Starting off as a little seed and growing into a big, strong plant. Or maybe it didn't grow into a big, strong plant. Maybe it never even sprouted the surface. Have you ever planted something that didn't grow? As I'm sure a few of you will know, I don't have the best track record when it comes to looking after plants, so this is more frequently the case for me. I mean, for some strange reason, I was entrusted with the responsibility to look after my brother's plants whilst he was away at uni. And I only just found out the other week that I have, in fact, been watering his fake plastic cacti for the last year and a half. But anyway, that kind of sums up my plant knowledge. But apart from my lack of skill, what is it that makes some plants grow and others not? It's all about the conditions which they live in. They need light, water, and good soil. Today we're talking about a story that Jesus told about a farmer who was planting seeds, and this is called the Parable of the Sower. This story is found in Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 to 9, and I'm sure a lot of you who have been in extreme over the past few weeks are now experts at finding verses in the Bible, so maybe today's service you could have a look and try and find it, because that would be awesome. But anyway, let's remind ourselves of the story. There was a farmer who was scattering his seeds, which fell onto four different types of ground: stony, shallow, thorny, and good. As it is a parable, this story has a meaning. The ground basically represents our hearts and our faith, and we're going to talk a little bit about what each type of soil means in just a moment. The seeds represent the Word of God, also known as the Bible. All of the seeds were the same in that they all had the potential to grow, in the same way that God gave us all the same opportunity to get to know him. It just matters where the seeds land that determine whether they grow. Now, some of the seeds that the sower planted fell onto stony ground, which meant that there were nowhere for its roots to grow, so they kind of just sat there and watched the days go by. Some of the birds that were flying over came and ate them up. Just like these seeds, sometimes we don't grow in our relationship with God. If we feel angry and distracted, we may hear what the Bible says, but it kind of just goes in one ear and straight out of the other. We don't let what is said sink in, and because we view other things to be more important. Some of the other seeds fell onto rocky ground with shallow soil. At first, these ones quickly grew, but because the soil was shallow, they had no root. And as soon as the sun came up, they withered and died. Sometimes we hear what the Bible says and we get really, really excited about it, but then our excitement fades because our understanding is just too shallow and there's no firm root there to keep us strong. As soon as something bad happens, we quickly give up on God and stop trusting in him. Maybe something happens to a friend or a family member and we start to lose our faith because it doesn't seem like God is helping in the way that we want him to. The third place where some of the seeds fell was on thorny grounds. The seeds started to grow, but the thorns just grew bigger. They choked the new plants, they just couldn't produce any more, and well, they just disappeared. Sometimes our worries become monsters in our mind and they distract us from God. Maybe we're worried about work or about school or about what other people think of us. And we just forget that God is bigger than all of these worries put together. But anyway, despite all this bad ground, some of the seeds fell onto good soil, where they grew and grew, producing many more seeds. The Bible says that these seeds produce 30, 60, or even 100 times what was planted. That's a lot. This soil is like the times when we hear what the Bible says and we choose to live it in our own lives. Even when things get tricky, we stay strong and trust in God because our faith is firmly rooted. Ultimately, we should try to be like this last ground. When we read the Bible, we shouldn't just say, that's a good idea. I'll probably start doing that next week. But we should read it and change how we live our lives now, in this moment. This way, we can help other people we know have a friendship with God. I mean, who knows, maybe each of you could help 30, 60, or even 100 people know Jesus. That'd be brilliant. And Jesus ends his story by saying, whoever has ears, let them hear. When I first read this, I thought, that's a bit weird. I mean, let's be honest, almost all of us in the world have ears. And of those people, almost all of us can hear. But Jesus isn't talking about physically being able to hear. but about understanding what is being said to us. In this parable, there are different types of listeners, those who let what God says go straight over their head and those who actually listen to what is being said. If you're going to remember one thing from this whole talk, it would be this. In order to grow, you need to be in good soil. But what does being in good soil look like? One of the most important things is to surround yourself with the right people. And I'm not saying you only have to hang around with Christians, because this obviously isn't the case, but it is important to have a community of people who are like-minded in that sense, so we can encourage each other in our faith. And thankfully, there is a community right like that here at church. So get stuck in and find those people who really spur you on spiritually and encourage you. Another part of good soil is putting into practice what God says. Like I said before, it's all well and good thinking you're going to do what the Bible says, but what's important is actually doing it. And finally, I'd say good soil consists of some routine. For example, getting into the habit of praying and reading your Bible every day. For those of you who travel to work or to school alone, maybe you could listen to worship music or a Christian podcast or something as you get there. Because you make it a habit to spend time with God every day, it will become natural. And I know sometimes it feels a bit like boring, oh, I've got to read my Bible. But if you make it a habit, it will become exciting and you'll want to do it every day. Yes, sometimes the soil might become shallow or thorns may grow around it. But in good soil, we can establish a firm root from which we can grow and share our faith around us. Before Ellen comes up, I just want to give you a few questions to think about. What does your soil look like at the moment? Do you think you're living how the Bible says to or not? Do you think your faith is firmly rooted in the ground like that last seed? Or is it just on the surface where any troubles could easily blow it away? I'm going to hand over to Ellen now, who's going to lead us in a time of response. Come on up.
Thank you, Hannah. Fantastic job. Okay. Hopefully, what Hannah has just said has given you all some food for thought. So in response to what we've just heard, I'd like to take a few minutes of quiet to see if we can catch what God is saying to us. We often use the language chat and catch with the children when we talk about listening to God. This is because when we tell God how we're feeling, we're having a chat with him. But chats aren't one way. So we give God time to speak to us and we try and catch what he's saying. So we call it chat and catch when we spend time speaking to and listening to what God has to say when we talk about this with the children in Extreme. What I'd like you to do now, and children, I'd love for you to do this as well, because you can imagine what I'm going to talk us through. So I'm going to be looking out for you guys taking part as well. So what I'd like you to do is to hold out your hand and imagine that you have a seed in your other hand. Put that seed in the palm of your open hand and close your fingers around it. Hold that seed tightly in your hand. Guys, have you got your seeds tightly? Brilliant, excellent, I can see them. Tightly in your hand. This seed is precious. Don't drop it. It's precious. This seed is the wonderful things God wants for you and for your life. And he wants this seed to grow and bloom and become a beautiful plant that is rooted in him. Brilliant job. We know that seeds don't grow on their own. They need things like water, sunlight, and soil. We've been learning about soil this morning, haven't we, with all of our different examples here. What type of ground or soil do you think you are at the moment for your seed? Close your eyes now, if you'd like to, for a couple of moments and think about these following questions. Are you happy at the moment? Or are you struggling? Perhaps you're somewhere in between. Are you surrounding yourself with people who will build you up or with those who will drag you down? Are you regularly spending time with God? Are you reading the Bible? Are you looking after yourself? Let's come back to that seed in your hand, keeping your eyes closed if you're happy. Can you feel it in your palm? Can you feel that seed in your hand? Can you imagine what it will look like when it grows? Will it have leaves and flowers? What colour will they be? Give God a few moments to speak to you and allow yourself to hear what he has to say. Think about one thing that you could do to enable yourself to grow and to become more rooted in God. If your eyes were closed, open them now. So what's your one thing? Maybe you're going to read your Bible more often. Perhaps you're going to sit and chat with God regularly. Maybe you're going to go for a weekly walk and appreciate God's creation, or meet up with a friend for coffee and spend time with someone who will encourage you and build you up. I would love to know what your one thing is. So be ready for me to come and ask you after the service. Children, I'll be coming to speak to you guys to find out what your one thing is. Let's just pray. God, we thank you that you love us despite what our soil might look like right now. God, I pray that you will speak to us and that if any of us had a one thing in our mind that we want to put in place or do to grow deeper rooted with you, I pray that you would help us to put that into action. God, we thank you that your presence is here and we thank you for speaking to us. Amen.